I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Greece was rocked by a fifth straight day of riots today. Protesters threw firebombs at police in the capital, Athens, and public sector workers staged a strike against the government. The unrest in Greece was sparked by the death of a teenage boy, Alexis Grigoropoulos, who was shot by a policeman. But the riots have been fueled by public anger at the government over a long list of grievances. That includes everything from political scandals to rising poverty. Journalist Maria Margaronis is a correspondent for The Nation magazine. She joins us from London. Maria, what do you think is really at the root of this outpouring of rage in Greece? I mean, you've written that no one imagined there would be so many hooded men bent on destruction, high on the crackle of flames and the sound of shattering glass. Why are young people in Greece so angry?
I think people are angry because they feel, first of all, profoundly let down by their government. As you said, these riots began with the shooting of a 15-year-old boy by the police, and I think that's a very potent symbol of the way people feel that the very authorities who are supposed to take care of them are, in fact, doing the opposite. A main grievance people have is that the government is extremely corrupt, that while ordinary people struggle to make ends meet, they see politicians taking bribes and engaging in all kinds of shady property deals and going unpunished. Young people in particular who have gone to universities, often very good universities abroad, come back to dead-end jobs and feel they'll never own their own homes, they'll never be able to have a family.
There are a lot of young people out in the streets there. Are they articulate about what they want?
I think there are actually several different groups of people out on the streets. There are the what one might call the hardcore protesters, people who call themselves anarchists, who are always happy to go out and throw a bottle or two. But what we're seeing this time, because Greece is no stranger to demonstrations, is a much wider population. We're seeing school children, 15, 14, 13, even 12 years old, out on the street. I spoke the other day to a young friend who is 15, who was, first of all, completely shocked by the killing of this boy. This was a boy from a private school in a wealthy Athens suburb, and my young friend knew somebody who knew him, and people of his age are profoundly shocked that the police could do such a thing. It's an awful coming of age for them to have adults do this kind of thing.
I mean, a key question, as long as you're talking about the police, seems to be whether the police intentionally shot the 15-year-old who was killed on Saturday night, and the results of the ballistics tests are not known yet. Do the police in Greece enjoy much public sympathy?
I would say not. I think that in this particular case, it is a pretty murky story, but the ballistic test at the moment suggests that the bullet may have ricocheted off the ground. But even so, the eyewitness accounts by some of the dead boy's friends talk of the police stopping their car up the road after things had been thrown at them by some completely separate young people, walking back to where Alexis and his friends were, showing their genitals, cursing and threatening them in the crudest and most offensive way. And when Alexis threw an empty plastic water bottle at this particular officer, he said, and I won't repeat what he actually said because you won't want to broadcast it, "You wait and see what I'm going to do to you." And then he shot, whether he shot twice in the air and once at the boy or twice in the air and once at the ground, this is not a way for police officers in a civilized country to behave to children.
Right, and even a few government spokespeople and officials spoke out against the police. And then the government seemed to be teetering, but now that the outrage seems to be waning somewhat, I'm wondering if the government can actually ride this out, and how much support do they have?
I think the government has very little support at the moment, and they have a majority in Parliament of only one. I think if things calm down, they will ride it out for a while. But I do think that a genie is out of the bottle and that the students and the young people are not just going to go home quietly. And it seems to me that only some high-level resignations in the government and in the police force can even temporarily staunch the protests.
Journalist Maria Margaronis is a correspondent for the U.S.-based publication The Nation. She joined us from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.